أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear listeners, brothers and sisters. We're with you with another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran. And in this edition of the program, we'll have a look at the different verses of Surah Qasas, the 28th chapter of the Holy Quran, and the different commentary points regarding these verses. Now, before we begin, let's listen to the verses we're going to discuss.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَهُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِالْمُهْتَدِينَ.
Indeed, O Muhammad, you do not guide whom you like, but Allah guides whom He wills, and He is most knowing of the rightly guided.
So, dear listeners, as you were previously with us, we mentioned the fact that this 56th verse of Surah Al-Qasas is talking about the purpose of guidance. So, the purpose of guidance is not showing the way, since this verse is saying, إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ. O the Prophet, you are not the one to guide the ones you like. إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ. Which means that the Prophet's duty is only conveying the message of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing more. His duty is to show people the right way. But is that enough? Is the purpose of guidance to be shown the right way? Of course not. This verse is explicitly talking about this important point, that it could happen for a group of people that will be living at the era of many prophets, even at the era of the Ulul Azm prophets, even, but yet they will not be guided. And yet, vice versa, on the other hand, there will be time where some people will be living in the era of prophets that are not visible, of imams that are not visible, but yet they will be the true followers of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. So, this verse was actually revealed as a kind of counsel for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam regarding this fact, that he should never be worried of the disbelief of the different groups of people. إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ. You verily, you cannot guide whom you like. وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. But Allah guides whomever He pleases. وَهُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِالْمُهْتَدِينَ. So, this verse, as a consolation for the Prophet ﷺ, as we explained in the previous episodes, it also mentioned with other verses and expressions and actually words in the other verses of the Holy Quran. For example, in chapter Yusuf, it says, and most people will not believe though you desire it. Or in chapter Baqarah, in the 272nd verse, it's mentioned, it is not upon you to guide them, O Muhammad, but Allah guides aright whomever He wills. So, this is the most important point that this verse is mentioning.
إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَهُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِالْمُهْتَدِينَ.
So, dear listeners, in this verse, the Almighty Allah is explicitly mentioning that as a kind of consolation for the Prophet ﷺ, O Prophet, you do not need to worry about those people who will not follow you. But in the commentary of Durr al-Manthur, as well as some other commentaries, there have been narrated some narrations from Sunnis indicating that when Abu Talib, Ali's father, was going to die, the Holy Prophet ﷺ sent to him and suggested Islam to him, but he did not accept it. And then this verse was revealed. But apart from the fact that what the occasion of revelation is, or whether it's related to the father of Ali alayhi salam or not, with a little care, the lack of relation is proved. Why? Because the continuation of the verse is about a group of the believers, of the people of the book, which are compared with the pagans of Mecca. Now, but whatever it is, in order to make the fact clear, we discuss on these narrations and the faith of Hadrat Abu Talib for a couple of minutes. Allama Amini, the author of the worthy book of Al-Qadir, in one of the volumes, I think it was volume number 8, on rejecting all these forged narrations and relying on the historical documents, believes that the narrators of such narrations were either some little infants at the time of the death of Hadrat Abu Talib, or some people like Abu Huraira, they had not embraced Islam yet. And again, in some pages he says, and he actually proves, that Hadrat Abu Talib was a true believer, and he narrates hundreds of poems from Hadrat himself, and actually proves and that these denote to his belief in Allah and the Messenger of Islam, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he has provided many evidences. And of course, we're not going to go over them all, but it should not be forgotten that maybe it seems that throughout history, his only unforgivable sin was that he was the father of Ali. Ali's enemies spent a great deal of money in the way of striking him, and they tried to forge many false narrations. But for more information, dear listeners, you may refer to the commentary books of this verse, the books of Shia, and the narrations of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam regarding this verse. Thank you for staying with us in this episode as well. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at EnglishRadio@irib.ir. Until the next program, take care.
Things always worked for me.